My dear friends in Christ, our world is a mixture of goodness and evil. We are living in a world, it's a mixture of goodness and evil. God sows wheat in the field, but the devil sows weeds. Even so, God can pull good from that situation. If good is to remain so strong, it must go through the struggles. We all know the truth. If we want to remain good in the society, we have to face many struggles. The disciples were impatient, just like we are. We would like to just get rid of everything that is opposed to the God's kingdom. But impatience is a bad counselor. Jesus, on the other hand, says, "Have patience, wait and see." My dear friends in Christ, the parables shows us two different aspects, approaches to the things. The first one is the way of the patience, prudent and wise master. The second approach is the way of the impatient servants. We heard in the gospel reading, the field is both like the world and our own heart, where mankind's eternal battle between good and evil is fought. This prospect could easily lead us to discouragement, but Jesus teaches us to see all things with the eyes of hope. We heard in the first reading that God cares about everyone, shining in righteousness and has patience towards all. Righteousness is strength, and you will not judge anyone unjustly. In His divine righteousness, God provides all of us with the opportunity to be saved. When some are arrogant, doubting the power of God, He shows them His strength. He fills His children with good hope because He freely gives to return and come back to Him. My dear friends in Christ, through the reading, the author wants us to know that God's power is realized through His mercy for all of us. What we need to remember here is the hardships can lead us to a change of heart and thus giving fresh hope to live. We face many hardships, problems and struggles, but we should not lose hope. We should be more strong to live a good life. We seek most of the time immediate results. We will be most of the time impatient. We want them at any cost and with the least amount of effort possible. But this is not how things work. We rush into things and rashly judge others to be good or evil. Most of the time, it is frightening to see that evil spreads so quickly, while goodness makes no progress. My dear friends in Christ, through all these readings, we need to question ourselves. How are we judging others? How are we demanding others? Are we demanding them to be good? Or evil? So today with the gospel reading, we all must take a good step in order to be the sharers in God's kingdom. We should be like a good servants in the God's vineyard. We need to practice the patience with others and with ourselves. We need allow God to judge us and others as weeds and wheat. We need to grow up as healthy wheat in God's field, leaving the weeds for Jesus to take care of. We have no power to judge others. Only God can do that. We need to leave weeds for Christ to take care of. Then only we will shine like the sun in His kingdom and we become the partakers in God's kingdom. That is what our ultimate and final destination. So my dear friends, as we gather here, let us ask God for the strength to become the sharers in His kingdom and to reach eternal happiness after this life.